At Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, Culture and History Director Chuck Smythe leads me down a flight of cedar steps to the basement, the place where Native artifacts are kept. Behind a locked door are some of the pieces in the collection.
Observation room, you hear the freezer going.
Items that arrive at the Institute are cooled to 40 below to kill insects before the pieces go into long-term storage in a temperature-controlled room. Smythe shows me a Southeast Native tunic, probably from the 20th century.
It's a green tunic with red border.
It has delicate beading on the sleeves and collar, a raven on the front, but that's all we know. The tunic was repatriated from a museum in 2007. Information about which tribe and clan it belongs to didn't follow it back home.
Yeah, it's hard when a lot of museums have very just generalized identification of objects. I used to work at the Smithsonian in the repatriation office, and they have hundreds of objects that are just called Northwest Coast.
Even harder to track are the Native artifacts that fall into private collectors' hands. That's what the Peabody Essex Museum in Massachusetts says could happen to 80 pieces in its care, because the owner wants to sell. The museum has housed the collection since the 1940s. The Andover Newton Theological School is the owner. Dan Monroe, the museum's director, says the school informed him a few months ago.
The 80 works that they've selected are those works that, in their judgment, have the greatest monetary value.
The college says it's not an art curator. It's an educational institution. Sea Alaska Heritage is questioning whether the artifacts are sacred, meaning there were pieces used in ceremony. A federally supported entity, like a school or museum, is barred from selling those and obligated to return them to the tribes.
We believe that the spirits of our ancestors are associated with these objects.
Rosita Worrell is the president of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She recently notified the feds that some of the Tlingit and Haida pieces in the theological school's collection could be subject to repatriation laws, particularly a halibut hook with a wolf crest and shamanic doll.
We believe everything has a spirit, and that includes animate and inanimate objects.
Worrell is Tlingit of the Eagle Moiety and Thunderbird clan. She says she's been trying to get over the history of how the theological school acquired these artifacts.
We know they were well-meaning in terms of trying to Christianize us, but we went through a lot of, you know, difficulties with that, you know, having the history of that overt oppression or suppression of our cultural and spiritual beliefs was difficult to take again.
The college is estimated to turn $1 million profit, but Martin Copenhaver, the school's president, says the pieces for sale are not sacred items. He believes the Peabody Essex Museum is engaging in an ugly disinformation campaign.
Well, I think the status quo works for them. You know, they have the pieces, they're able to display them for free, and that they did not pay for those. I think that it doesn't work for them.
He says the school plans to sell to other museums, not private collectors.
Unless those are ones who intend to then, in turn, donate them back.
But museum president Dan Monroe says it typically doesn't go that way.
I would say it's fair to summarize the frequency with that happening as highly infrequent.
Appraisers have already been sent to assess the items, but there's no date for the sale yet. Worrell says the willingness to sell the artifacts contradicts the school's mission statement. We will strive to be good stewards of the sacred tradition we inherited.
My first wish is that they would say, okay, we recognize that Native people, you know, have these spiritual relationships to these objects, that they are significant. I would hope that they would recognize that.
Federal repatriation agents have opened an investigation. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.